In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. Small lenders and brokers find themselves challenged after October 2nd changes. Would a name change help grow the Heckam for Purchase market? Nationwide Equities opens new Vegas branch, and why Mutual of Omaha entered reverse mortgage lending. You're listening to episode 517 for Monday, May 21st. Welcome and thank you for joining us in our first story, Mutual of Omaha Bank purchased Synergy One Lending. That is the parent company of RFS, or Retirement Funding Solutions. This was announced last week. The question is, does this mark the return of big banks to the reverse mortgage lending space? Find out more at heckamworld.com with our latest video commentary. This is a key acquisition for Mutual of Omaha as it will allow them to position themselves as a one-stop shop for their potential borrowers, saying, "We'll be somewhat agnostic. If a reverse mortgage is the best solution for that borrower, we've got that in our product lineup." It's no secret that reverse mortgage brokers and independent originators are finding themselves extremely challenged in the wake of the financial assessment and also October 2nd changes. Consequently, some have made the decision to forego being a small business operator and instead join large reverse mortgage lenders. Mario Matriano, a 25-year veteran, is just one who has made this decision. He moved to American Advisors Group, and he is already feeling some of the stresses and headaches of small business and broker operations fading away. Why is that? Because these larger lenders have dedicated departments for many operations, including marketing and compliance. Matriano said, "I don't have to worry about marketing, auditing, compliance. I'm doing what I do best, which is dealing with the people directly. And now I have the backing of a big name." In previous years, during seismic shifts in the Heckam industry, we have seen this trend continue, what we often referred to as lender consolidation. It's an interesting conversation and one I missed out on, quite frankly. It was during a webinar for realtors. The question was, would a change of the name for the Heckam for Purchase help expand the program's acceptance? Many were divided on whether removing the words, quote-unquote, reverse mortgage from their marketing would be effective or even ethical. Christina Harms, assistant director for C2 Financial in San Diego, said that omitting the words reverse mortgage makes it more palatable for the boomers. And boomers may not look at a reverse mortgage because of the negative connotations that have been associated with it. Of course, not all agree on potentially removing the name reverse mortgage from the H4P. One is Laurie McNaughton with Atlantic Coast Mortgage. She is opposed to the idea of removing the term reverse mortgage from the reverse mortgage purchase, saying, "I'm highly leery of any attempts to avoid the hard questions surrounding the product." She recounted her experience where she received two phone calls, one from a senior homebuyer and another from a referral source. They were asking about the, quote, seniors-only purchase loan that they had heard about. After they explained the program, it became clear to her that they were describing the reverse mortgage purchase. McNaughton said, "This type of marketing to me is shady at best. We have fought hard to gain credibility, and we're talking about doing this." C2 Financial's Christina Harms said, "We would never want to create a name that was deceptive, but instead could open more opportunities for the boomer market." Of course, it goes without saying that being ethical in our marketing and interactions with the general public is paramount for our industry. But are we being misleading by using the true and in fact proper name, the home equity conversion mortgage? That's a question for you to answer and perhaps for your lenders as well. And in our last story, Viva Las Vegas. Nationwide Equities announced last week they're opening a new branch office in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nationwide's president, Glenn Wallace, said, "In today's market, it's very expensive to market and acquire a customer. Once we have one, we need to have a product that meets their needs and circumstances, be it reverse or forward." It should also be noted that Las Vegas is one of the hottest real estate markets in the nation. Nationwide CEO Paul Lamparillo referenced the rising home equity levels amongst U.S. homeowners, and he also added that companies need to fill the void created when HUD slashed the principal limit factors or lending ratios for the Heckam product. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for you, the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget you can listen and also subscribe to us on iTunes or at reversefocus.com. For our latest breaking video commentary and analysis, be sure also to go to heckamworld.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you here next week.